Join us WrestleMania weekend for the Internet Darlings live event featuring your favorite wrestling YouTubers. The link is in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, including iTunes, where if you guys pick up this little iOS device and hit the podcast app and then hit subscribe, download, it jacks us up in the rankings. Something real nice, Larson.
Yes.
Just a real nice thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And we're also available on Podbean, Stitcher, all those Android devices, and soundcloud.com/Steven Larson. At some point, maybe Spotify.
Hopefully.
Maybe. We like how that angle was dropped, basically.
Pretty much.
The entire road to Spotify angle was dropped.
We're
also on prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. You guys can get all our merchandise there. We got a brand new shirt.
Yes.
The RIP Ulysses shirt from W. Steve W.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Because he's dead.
You killed him off.
He's dead.
We're also on Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/Steven Larson. You guys can contribute to the show, show your support, and in return, we offer goods and services, baby. Including a live stream every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That comic book is virtually done, Larson.
You need to do the cover, you said, yes?
Just got to finish up the cover. I got to wrap it up. You're in a headlock from either Lex Luger or...
Earl Smothers,
Earl
you said,
Smothers.
Right?
Yeah, maybe they're the same person. I don't know. All right, Larson, let's talk about SmackDown.
It was, by and large, another fun episode.
Very enjoyable episode of SmackDown.
Yes.
From start to finish. Let's start off
with the start
of the show.
Yeah,
we start.
Should we go backwards? Start with the finish.
No,
okay.
We have plenty to talk about with the finish, though.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed, but not disappointed at the same time. There's going to be some interesting things happening the next 3 weeks.
Yes,
it makes me wonder. Hey, give it up to SmackDown. They're making me wonder what's going to happen next week.
I know.
And we got a clean finish in the... You cannot argue against a clean finish.
No.
You know, you cannot bitch about
you
a
may,
clean finish.
You may be disappointed with the results, but...
Unless it's Roman Reigns. You can't complain.
Yeah. You might be disappointed with the results, or one might be disappointed with the results.
Look,
but at least there is finality to the finish.
Tonight,
you know who won. There's no controversy. There's no lingering doubts about the winner of that match.
Tonight, we got essentially a dream match.
Yeah, no essentially about it.
Randy Orton versus AJ Styles.
We got a pay-per-view level main event match.
Yeah, they gave
lots
of time.
On free cable TV.
All right, listen, we got to start at the beginning though.
Yes.
Listen, Shane Bryan promo, according to your notes here.
Shane and Daniel Bryan come out and address the controversy.
They have a debate. So Daniel Bryan comes out. First thing he says, I think Randy Orton deserves a spot in the main event of WrestleMania.
He cites tradition. The winner of the Royal Rumble always
and the great thing
main
is
events,
he says
WrestleMania.
Regardless of the fact that he burned down a man's house, the tradition should stand.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know, me and Daniel Bryan, we don't part opinion very often. Usually I'm on the same page as him. He burned down a man's house. That's legally.
That should disqualify you from main eventing WrestleMania.
Legally, that's not something you're allowed to do.
Yeah, Randy Orton should be in custody.
He should actually be in custody right now.
He should be.
I'm not sure if what he did would warrant him being allowed out on bail or not. I've watched a lot of ID channel.
Yeah.
I feel like he should get bail.
Yeah, he probably would be able to get bail.
It's not
yes.
like attempted murder or
but
something.
I don't know if he'd be able to travel outside that jurisdiction though.
Right. He would probably have a pretty big restraining order. At
yeah.
least on the Wyatt compound.
Yes.
Probably Bray
well,
Wyatt
probably
himself.
Bray as well. I think there's grounds for a restraining order.
I would think
and
so.
And then Shane, surprisingly, given the rumors swirling around his potential opponent at WrestleMania this year, thought AJ Styles.
Yeah. We both looked at each other like this. Okay.
Had a legitimate claim. Not only a legitimate claim, but should be in the main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, but they were framing this entire segment, the beginning of it, as if a decision hadn't already been made.
Exactly.
So they went to the crowd. You know, they asked the crowd, who deserves the spot?
Who do you guys
and
want?
Then they said, as we announced on social media a few days back, we're going to have a match tonight.
Yeah.
Randy versus AJ in the main event. Winner faces Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania.
Yeah. That's it. That led to Brian Shane AM backstage.
AJ. That's autocorrect on my phone.
AJ. I got to make a wrestling name AM. This is the second time today you did this.
I didn't do it. My phone did it.
Okay, well.
I put AJ in and it corrects it to AM. It's not my fault, Steve.
AM. I mean, it is
it's not
fault.
My fault.
Because autocorrect attunes itself to its user. Well, I don't know about on your crap Android device. I know on iOS devices where if you hit that podcast button and download, going in raw, subscribe to it, good things happen. Anyways, they're all backstage. AJ Styles probably says something along the lines of world title.
Yeah, he said he's going to win. He's tired of the disrespect.
World title, which makes total sense.
Yes.
At this point, did I leave? I mean, but I was like, oh, yeah, I probably had to go pick up my child.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any dissension? Did this look like AJ was going to be pissed off at Shane at all?
He was pissed off at both of them.
Well, yeah, but did Shane, was there any seeds there? No seeds, okay.
No, he didn't necessarily.
We're on the road to seeds.
Direct any specific anger towards Shane. It was towards both of them.
We're on the road to seeds. I pointed it.
I saw.
My TV antenna.
And I looked and... what you're pointing at.
Ellsworth dropped a promo called, boy, I picked up my kid at the right time.
Yes.
Ellsworth called himself the Mac Daddy of SmackDown.
Yeah, he dropped the promo.
Then there was a mixed tag match, Cena and Nikki versus Ellsworth and Carmella, as JBL likes to call it, mixed species match. Yeah.
He really wants to beat up Ellsworth.
Oh, yeah.
He really wants to beat him up.
Ellsworth should probably get a restraining order.
He really wants to beat him up.
How was this match? I missed this one.
It was kind of what you would expect. It started out with Nikki and Carmella. They wrestled for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Nikki, I did watch the rest of the show.
Yeah. Nikki tagged in Cena, and Ellsworth didn't want to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Carmella more or less pushed him into the middle of the ring.
Nice.
And then it finished with Nikki and Cena hitting five knuckle shuffles at the same time, doing their finishers, and then putting their respective opponents in the STF.
Okay.
And Ellsworth tapped out.
Oh, okay.
Before the match started, The Miz and Maryse came out
to
join the commentary team. Carmella kicked Nikki square in the face when
Ooh,
that happened.
Ooh, nice.
And after the match, Cena and Nikki were celebrating by hugging and kissing.
Mm-hmm.
While they were doing that, The Miz and Maryse yanked their feet out from under them. They fell, came in and attacked a little bit, and then The Miz delivered another scathing promo.
Oh, I saw the Miz promo. I did. I caught that part. I just missed the entire match. And he came out and spat some fire. It's kind of easier when John Cena isn't in the ring with you, just ready to unload on you. So, yeah, Miz, he fired off. But nothing will beat what Cena did, what Cena gave him last week.
Yeah.
So Cena's kind of untouchable. Can't really say much about him. Oh, he's so successful. Oh, he's Robo Cena, who's on autopilot. He makes a lot of money. He does very well for himself.
Yeah.
He's hosting children's awards. He's doing very good. There's not a lot you can say about that. I mean, I guess the thing that he said was their relationship is crap.
Yeah, whereas The Miz and Maryse's relationship is emblematic of what true love is.
You know what's funny is that I actually kind of believe him. I'm kind of with The Miz on this one. They're going to lose, but I'm kind of with them on it. You see them? We were lucky enough to interview them.
Yes.
In person.
Yes.
They seem like a very happy, well put together with it couple.
Yes.
They seem like true love, Larson.
They do.
John Cena and Nikki Bella. Not so sure.
Yeah.
Not so sure about this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
A little weird.
A little weird.
What's weird about it?
I don't know. I was repeating you. I thought that was funny.
You're back on my play. It's good. I like it.
No, I just thought it was funny. I thought we were doing like a Seinfeld bit.
A little weird. A
little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
And then we had
that's what I was doing.
A Randy Orton interview where they interviewed Randy Orton. He was in his. You know what disappoints me about this segment? He was just like in a regular WWE locker room or his dressing room rather.
Yeah.
I was hoping that he would, after having infiltrated the, you know, when you go undercover as a cop.
Yes.
You've done that before?
Well, no. I mean, I know what you're talking about.
You bring some of the baggage along with you.
Yeah.
You know, you're down in the dirt with them for 7 years.
I was hoping he was going to teleport tonight.
Could you ever be an undercover cop?
No.
Neither could I. That'd be terrible.
I can barely host a podcast.
I know, right? What the heck?
You completely no-sold my teleportation.
Oh, no. But I'm with you on that because, you get my point, though, is that I wanted him to bring some of the Wyatt. I was going to absorb some of their powers.
Yeah, so I thought too. I was hoping he would say during this interview, "Is this is the most powerful Randy Orton ever?"
Yeah, I know, right?
That's what I was hoping because there was
going to unleash some powers during the AJ match.
There's points in this match. I mean, granted, AJ is one of the best sellers in the industry,
mm-hmm.
where AJ was selling moves. And I was like, wow, are they going to bring up a story point where Randy absorbed some of the Wyatt's powers and now he's Super Randy?
Super Randy. I know. Super Orton. No, I know. Mega Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping that would happen too. I was hoping that they would he would open up the dressing room and it would be like dark but with like a fire happening somewhere back there.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, screams or something weird.
Okay.
I don't know. I want there to be something going on there.
I just want him to be more powerful.
Yeah, well, that too.
That, really.
And it, like, or he, like, the door opens, nobody's there, and then he just
he should appears. When the door opens, he should have a braised lamp.
He has invisibility. Yeah, it's all dark in
That's
there.
That's his thing now.
The power went out. I think one of the kids blew a fuse. And they're like, what kids? Wyatt kids. Anyways, he said some normal Randy Orton things. Nothing.
But then at the end, he said, or less, advised AJ to run.
Yeah, so that's the only thing he took from the after all that time with the Wyatts.
He took a catchphrase.
He took a very basic catchphrase.
Well, it remains to be seen if he could teleport.
He needs to absorb some of their merchandise because his merchandise is terrible and theirs is awesome.
Yeah,
I love their merch. It's pretty good. It's so good. I mentioned this earlier. We watched Decline of Western Civilization.
Yeah,
remind me of like their shirts remind me of like old punk zines. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty good.
Slash magazine.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah. Anyways, what's with Chad Hawkins out here?
Yeah, he messed that up again.
Again? What is with that shit?
I don't know.
What is with Morrow?
I don't know.
Dude, if your contract's almost, just get out of there. Oh, I'm going to call WrestleMania, then I'm out of here. Whoa.
I don't think his contract's up soon.
I don't think it is either. He says he has lots of years left on it. At least he can learn Kurt Hawkins' name.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny when he says Chad Hawkins, though. JBL had a good burn on him, too. I forget what it was, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because he said, oh, this is a running joke. And then JBL said something like, fucked up tomorrow.
I don't remember.
He said something like, I don't know. I feel like JBL wants to beat up everybody, though. Anyways, Kurt Hawkins comes out. For some reason, he calls out Dean Ambrose. What did Ambrose do to him last week? I don't remember that either.
But he calls out Ambrose. Ambrose like clotheslines him, and that's enough to incapacitate Kurt Hawkins for the rest of the night.
Not briefly. For Dean Ambrose's promo.
Yeah, then Dean comes back out and gives him a dirty deed.
Well, yeah, but Dean, you know, while he's in the ring, after he lays out Chad Hawkins, he gets in the ring. Him and Baron Corbin have a back and forth while Corbin's on the Titantron and essentially says, I don't respond to people who call me out. You need to come find me. Ambrose says, I'm going to come find
you. Yeah. And so there's several short segments where Ambrose is going through the arena looking for Baron Corbin.
Right.
But anyways, on his way back up the ramp to the bowels of the arena,
right,
he does kind of like a drive-by dirty deeds on.
Yeah. Because Chad Hawkins gets back up. Was he wearing like a singlet? Like I feel like a.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been spending a bit more time at the catering table because it looked like he had a bit of a Steve belly.
Well, he's got nothing else to do.
But I'm thinking, you know what, man? If you're in the NBA, what do they say? If you're a 12th man on the bench, what do they say?
Work as hard as a top guy.
Okay, Randy Orton. No, the other catchphrase, always be ready.
Oh, yeah. That's
always be ready to go.
But to do that, you got to work as hard as the top guy.
Okay, exactly. Correct point.
Why you're the best player in practice.
No, I don't know. Nobody's ever said that. If you're practicing with LeBron James, you're not going to be as good as him, even in practice. No, at no point in life, if you're on LeBron James' team, are you going to be the best at anything on your team? Because LeBron James will be the best at everything. Unless you say, hey, LeBron, what language don't you know? That'd be more applicable to Kobe. Kobe knew like seven languages.
Yeah, he knew a lot of languages.
Kobe, what language don't you know? He's like, I don't know. What's the one that doctors know? Esperanto?
That was the one. I think it was created by the UN to be the universal language.
Is that like the universal championship?
I don't think so.
Kobe, what language don't you know? Esperanto. I'm going to learn that then. Anyways, I'm going to be the best at Esperanto on my team, on the Lakers. Then we had a Mojo Rawley interview.
Yeah.
For a guy who runs down SmackDown a lot, I sure do like SmackDown.
You run down SmackDown a lot?
According to the comments.
You don't.
They all say that I like
you them. Have an obvious Raw bias. That's what they say.
It's an ORB. I suffer from orb.
Yeah, you have an orb problem.
I do have an orb problem. Mojo. I love Mojo.
Yeah.
Because even when he's not on cocaine, He's very, very charismatic.
He's very articulate and very well spoken.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, like, he uses an economy of words. He doesn't say more than he needs to.
He does.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love Mojo so much. He was very dapper.
Yeah.
Looked very good. He needs to get his ring gear situation settled.
He needs to go back to the Zubaz.
Yeah, that would definitely settle it. Anyways, he was very excited. He said, Zack Ryder, last year I got to see him win the Intercontinental Championship. That feels like 5 years ago.
I know.
And he said, I am proud to announce that I am going to be the first SmackDown participant in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Well, not the first one in, the first one declaring that he's going to be in. Then Dolph's ugly ass jumps into the frame.
And he says something about, you want a WrestleMania moment, huh?
Yeah.
You don't, you need to work for it, essentially. Yeah. And then Mojo says, oh, is that why you've never had one?
Whoa.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
Dang. Then Baron Corbin tried to kill Dean Ambrose with the forklift.
Yeah, so Dean Ambrose is going through the arena, and then Baron Corbin throws a security guard at Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Distracting Dean Ambrose, comes from behind, hits him a couple times with a pipe.
Yeah.
This was a real pipe.
This was like Steve W shit, man. This was hardcore.
Well, I mean, a couple weeks ago, we weren't sure, I was unsure whether Maurice hit Nikki with a real pipe.
Man, that was aluminum foil.
Yeah.
That was nothing.
This
was a pipe.
A real pipe.
Yeah, I think he was really fucking up Dean Ambrose. Then he like beats him, you know, he beats him down with a pipe. He rolls him underneath, like there's a forklift there with like the thing, the fork.
The lift.
The lift. Up. What's the fork then? Oh, it's the fact
it's
that
the prongs. Like this. Okay. There's prongs on the lift.
So the lift is like this. And then he goes, and evidently Baron Corbin knows how to work a forklift.
Yeah, and knows just the right height to put it so he doesn't literally crush Dean Ambrose.
So it went like that, and it pinned him down, and Dean Ambrose was literally dying.
Yeah, his face was turning bright red.
Was it Adam Pearce or Fit Finlay?
Oh, I didn't notice.
One of the agents comes up. It's either Adam Pearce or Fit Finlay. I don't know. The camera's all over the place. And Baron Corbin runs away. Then they are able to say, I like a couple of the refs. Like, try to lift the fork.
That's not going
to
happen.
No, it didn't happen.
So someone got on the forklift and raised it.
Everybody there knows how to use the forklift. It's great.
I'm sure they had training before the segment happened, so
yeah, that makes
they're all
sense.
Licensed forklift operators.
You have to get a license for that?
I think so.
Do you think they all had licenses?
A licensed forklift technician probably taught them how to lift it up and down.
What if they got a licensed forklift technician to dress up in a referee garb? They licensed Baron, but then they got another licensed guy, so they didn't have to spend money licensing a ref. They just put ref clothes on a licensed guy.
Couldn't be.
It could be.
I was impressed that Dean went through the trouble of, I don't know if he was holding his breath or something, because his whole upper body was like bright red.
Yeah, it was.
From this, or I guess just maybe he was really struggling to breathe. I don't know.
Maybe Baron Corbin, that was a shoot.
It was crushing Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, it was. Anyways, Dean Ambrose didn't die.
No.
The Intercontinental Champion is still alive.
They said,
I love
the
this feud, though, man.
Yeah, they're doing a good job with this.
I love this feud. It's simple. It's effective. Mm-hmm. It's no bullshit.
No.
Two guys who don't like each other.
Yep.
And they're fucking going at it, man.
Yep.
I like that. It's believable. Then we had, this was kind of, SmackDown was straying towards the black hole-ish area.
Oh, yeah. And this wasn't a bad couple of segments. They just went on for a very long time.
Alexa Bliss with Mickie James comes down, drops a promo about how she, it was her blissertation.
Yeah, and some of the jokes she had written for her were falling flat.
Yeah.
So anyways, she's accompanied to the ring by Mickie James.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's dropping her promo.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch comes out and says, I'm going to wrestle you at WrestleMania and get my women's title back.
Yeah.
And then Natalya comes out and says, well, you know, we had, Alexa and I had a conversation last week where we are on a championship level. So I'm going to get that match. And then Mickie says, hold on. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to announce that I was going to get the match.
Right.
So
right,
Daniel
right.
Bryan comes out and says, well, Alexa, you're saying that you're head and shoulders above your competition here in the women's division. So you're going to face all of them at WrestleMania.
He said every available woman I can find.
On the SmackDown roster, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he said that? I thought he was going to start bringing people out of the crowd.
Well, I mean, there's been rumors and stories on the dirt sheets about WWE looking into bringing in some...
like Kelly?
Yeah, some former women's competitors.
Mae Young. Oh, she passed away.
Oh, that's right.
Who's that one? What was her name?
Wendy Richter?
No. She was on our calendar.
Joy
Giovanni?
Giovanni.
I missed her completely.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was.
No idea who that person was. Zero clue.
Zero. I thought you were thinking of old or former women's wrestlers from years gone by.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I was just spouting out names that popped
Betty
up my
Page.
Head. I don't think she was a wrestler.
She wrestled some girls, though.
Oh.
I've seen some pictures, pinups from the 50s. Naked.
Mm.
Anyways, Becky Lynch comes down because Alexa Bliss is running her down. Oh, we already talked about
that. Yeah,
I covered
all that. So Daniel Bryan says there's going to be a...
In honor of Teddy Long, there's going to be a Holla Holla tag team match right now. Two heels versus a heel and a face. Wonder how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, it turned out exactly how you expected.
Kind of a long match.
It was. Natalya ended up turning on Becky Lynch because Becky wouldn't tag her in.
Really?
Delivered a German suplex.
Nice.
Suplex Mickey James,
City.
Mickey James was in the ring, about to go for the pin. Alexa Bliss tags herself in, gets the pin. Mickey James, seemingly upset about this, gives Alexa Bliss, I don't remember what Mickey's finisher is called, so we call it Kicky James.
Kicky James.
Kicky James delivers a Kicky James to Alexa Bliss.
Nasty Kicky James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Destroyed her. I like it's even in the nose, Kicky James.
Yeah. Very happy. I don't know what it's called.
So anyways, that leads us to the main event of SmackDown. Oh, Chad Hawkins today. Goo, I just crapped my pants because Tom Phillips is talking too much. Ooh, he showed his dingus to a girl. Ooh, wasn't actually his wife. Anyways, AJ Promo comes down. AJ Styles comes down. People start chanting his name.
Yeah.
AJ never knows how to deal with this dilemma.
He dealt with it pretty well tonight.
No, he did. I feel like he always has a plan for it, but it's never a very good plan. Because all he said was, I know who I am.
And I know why I'm here.
This is my problem with it. It gives the illusion that he doesn't understand why they're chanting his name. Think about what he said tonight.
No, I know.
In response to them chanting his name, he said, I know who I am. And then what did he say? He said something equally. It's like he doesn't understand that they like him.
Eh.
You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
So it gives off that vibe like, no, AJ, they like you.
Yeah.
They're not chanting your name to remind you what it is.
I didn't get that from what he said.
Well, how could you possibly interpret what he said as something else? I know who I am.
It wasn't so much an affirmation of his name, more so of his of who he is.
Yeah, his name.
It's like no. It was like I know I am AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. I know
what my name
best.
Is.
Not the name.
Right.
His identity.
I understand what my mom called me.
That's not what I'm talking about.
On my birth certificate, I get who I am.
AJ Styles is not in his birth certificate.
Alan Jones.
Yes.
Then we had a fantastic match, AJ Styles against Randy Orton.
It was deliberately paced.
Yeah.
They were telling a story.
Yeah.
They were working body parts.
Yeah, it was a fantastic match.
Which you don't get a whole lot of WWE matches these days where a competitor will focus in on one body part and just work it for the duration of the match.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen, at least that focused.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often.
The SmackDown matches are so much more, like you said, focused just now, focused. They're, the matches are so much. I'm totally fine saying that I have been turned around on their presentation. I still have a problem with their graphics because they're gaudy, but whatever. That's superficial. The crane camera for me at this point lets us. I'm so used to it.
Yeah, I'm just used to it.
And I've started to appreciate it in that it lets us in to what feels like a more intimate show.
Oh, yeah, definitely does.
You know?
Yeah.
And now that I'm over it, I'm over the idea that SmackDown feels like a smaller show. It is. It's its own thing. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate that now. Whereas SmackDown Raw to me at this point is starting to feel like a more detached show. Like I don't know. I feel like they're just either it's a big moment or it's nothing with them.
Yeah.
It's a big moment or it's filler.
Yeah.
SmackDown, everything seems to matter.
Yes.
But there are no overwhelmingly big moments, with the exception of shit like happened last week, like with Randy Orton burning
stuff
down.
Are you in the
match
tonight? It's a huge moment, and they did a good job of making it feel like a huge moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely was a huge moment, and they kept on referring to it as the biggest main event in SmackDown history or SmackDown Live history. I forget which one. One is hyperbole, the other one is true.
I think it was the latter. I think they said SmackDown Live.
Okay, that's totally fine.
That's true.
Totally fine then, because it totally is. But still, it has more of an intimate feel. With Raw, I feel like with SmackDown, I feel like we're really focused. They're making us focus on the characters. With Raw, I feel like, I mean, this isn't even we're talking about. The detached sort of camera A is making us absorb the moment if it's happening. But otherwise, it feels like filler, and I feel like we don't get enough of character.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's my basic, you know, SmackDown versus Raw thing with my orb disease.
Yes.
Anyways, fantastic match. Ended with Randy Orton in a pop-up RKO.
Yeah.
Styles went running at him. AJ tossed him up, gave him an RKO
out
of nowhere.
And it was like you said, a fun match. AJ working Randy's leg over.
Obviously, we're both huge AJ Styles marks.
Yes.
So we're disappointed. The only reason why I'm disappointed is because I thought that there might have been some shenanigans from Bray or Luke or something.
I was fully expecting Luke Harper to get involved.
Yeah, exactly. but I'm never going to – I can't argue against a clean finish. I mean – even the Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, on one level, I appreciated the fact that they gave us a clean finish.
Yeah.
You know, because what we said in the predictions was completely wrong. I was like, this isn't going to matter. It's going to end in either DQ or a DQ.
Oh, we both said there was zero chance Braun was getting pinned.
Yeah, totally.
We both, or at least I remember I said that. So, I said there was zero chance that Braun was going to get pinned. Zero.
No, I was with you on that one. And so you have to appreciate, regardless of if it's the outcome you want as a fan of particular wrestlers, you have to appreciate when they give you a clean finish.
Yeah, you know? Especially when it's preceded by a very good match.
Right, exactly. So they really did, you know, they made it feel like on any given day, either of these guys can come out on top.
Yeah.
Like they both really gave it their all. So it was really cool. And then that was it, and SmackDown was done. No Bray Wyatt this week.
Yeah.
He was probably talking with his insurance guy about his house.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to go to questions
now. Yeah, answer some questions now.
We're going to answer some questions now. And this is for our patrons at $1 and up, $1 and up a month.
Yes.
We go to these questions first and usually exclusively.
Sometimes on Dirt Sheet, we'll answer Twitter questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll go outside the box for that. Come on now, load up. I'm waiting for questions.
Yes.
Popular.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Remember to upvote your favorite fat bastard champ, Alex Foster. How do you guys stay as positive with wrestling as you do? Seriously, it's impressive. Starting off strong with a compliment.
Yeah.
There's always something to like, that's why. Because
the quality of the in-ring product is better now than it's ever been. The quality of the actual wrestling.
Yeah.
Not every match is 5 stars.
Yeah.
But consistently, like watch a match from the early 90s.
Yeah.
Awful.
Oh.
A WWE match from the early 90s, unless Shawn Michaels is in it.
Yeah.
Or a handful of other wrestlers. Yeah. It's bad.
It's not good.
It's real bad.
It's not good. I mean, even go back and watch like the classics. Watch WrestleMania 3. You know, and you're going to be sitting there watching a couple of hosses.
Well, except for the Macho Man Steamboat match.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, there are exceptions. But, like, think about it. What were there, like, 13 to 15 matches on any given card back then on WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And what can we remember? A match. And then Hogan-Andre, which, yeah, it's Hogan-Andre. But, you know, that's the lumber era. They're just lumbering about.
Yeah.
There's so much lumbering back then.
It's not an exciting product.
No, it's not. And so these days you get, I mean, yeah, dude, there's plenty of classics back then, but like, it's so like needle in a haystack. These days, man, everybody on the roster is capable of putting on a really good match.
Yeah.
You know? So there's always something to enjoy. Even bad wrestling's, you know, there's always something to appreciate.
Yeah.
We were going over because we're going to do a countdown on our favorite WrestleMania matches, not the best ones. Our personal favorites.
Yes.
There were so many bad matches that I wanted to put on the list. I was like, oh, this was bad. I really want it on there. Because,
like what?
Wow, shit. I had a couple of them in mind. Butterbean Bart Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't want that on a favorite? Because it's so bad. Who would have thought, like, whose fucking idea was it to put Bart Gunn in there with Butterbean? And then they expect an outcome that wasn't what happened.
I know.
Who thought Bart Gunn was going to be made a star on the back of Butterbean?
Didn't they set that all up so Steve Williams?
They wanted him to win, and then
Bart Gunn upset him.
Yeah, that's right. But then do you think Steve Williams was going to stand a chance against Butterbean? No.
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 Let's see here. King of Hostile, Joshua the Dynamic, and Knight Martinez. Do you think Goldberg v. Brock at Mania will be booed? No, I do not.
No.
I don't. Unless it's like a crap, like a total crap match. If both guys are completely checked out. But I think they both have kind of something to prove.
They both seem pretty engaged.
Yeah, they do. Far. I think they're both really into this. I love that, too. I love when Brock is into something, you know? The South Texas Tiger, Dan Cannon. Recast your favorite movie with only current WWE talent. What is your favorite movie?
Clockwork Orange.
I know the answer to this question. I was asking him for that.
Oh, A Clockwork Orange.
I'll say The Graduate.
Okay.
Well, no, it is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
I've got like a rotating three or four.
Yeah.
But it's usually The Graduate. That's my traditional answer. And I'm going to recast Benjamin from The Graduate with Mojo Rawley.
Okay. That's good.
Robinson, you coming on to me?
I can do the same with, I can recast Alex with Mojo Rawley.
That's a good one. Oh, man. And then who would Mrs. Robinson be? I guess Mickey James. She's older. She's an older woman.
That's good.
Linda McMahon. Mrs. McMahon, you coming on to me? That's hype. That's hype.
I'm trying to think who else would play the other droogs.
Who would, you know, I'd love to see. You remember the bastard cop?
Oh, yeah.
You busted.
Yeah, the guy with the mustache.
His broken nose.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I would like to see John Cena play that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. John Cena would be good as a cop in like a comedy. Like a Todd Phillips comedy.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Tom Phillips.
Who else would play the droogs? Who'd play Dim?
Well, Zack Ryder would have to be one of them. Chad Hawkins would be another one. Okay. Because they all got that connection.
Yeah. That's good.
Dim. Hello, Dim.
And then who'd be Mr. Deltoid?
Yes. Oh, Alex. Oh, yes. Bray Wyatt. Hey, Alex.
William Regal.
There you go. Oh, yes. Very good. You've been very bad, haven't you, Alex? Very bad, yes. That's right. I have been hype. Daniel Luna.
What was the doctor's name? Ludovico?
Ludovico technique. Yeah. That, I suppose, is the punishment aspect.
Who would be a good Ludovico?
Shinsuke Nakamura. There, I suppose. I can't really do a Shinsuke Nakamura, but he's got a crazy way of talking. Daniel Luna, with what we saw tonight between... Now, you know I want one of the droogs to be? Akira Tozawa. Yeah. With what we saw tonight between Dean and Baron Corbin, do you think they should go for broke and let Dean try the street fight ideas he wanted to do with Brock last year? That's a good idea. No, this is the thing that I like about this, is that Dean, he's like the older guy. And so he's going to be the one calling the shots probably in this match. And maybe they'll give Dean some creative freedom.
I had a thought.
Okay.
Alexander Wolf needs to be a droog.
Sanity. There you go.
Yeah.
I want Eric Young. Eric Young could be... maybe Eric Young is the cop. I don't know. Eric Young could be anything.
You mean...
God, I'd like to...
You mean the cop that arrests him, not the prison...
The interrogator. No. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the prison guy. Yeah. No, I was thinking about the interrogator.
Yeah.
With the gum. And like the
JBL should play the interrogator.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Motor City Deathmatch Champion Jimmy Alpha. Hey, friendos. With Alexa Bliss defending the women's title against, quote, every SmackDown women's competitor.
Jack Gallagher as the prison police officer. There you go.
That's perfect. That's good. Oh, man.
Sorry. Continue.
Oh, wait a second. No. The interrogator should be Pete Dunne.
Okay.
Tell me, little Alex, what you been up to? You bastard. Do you think we'll see an NXT call-up? Wait, what? Oh, do we think we're going to see an NXT call-up for Alexa Bliss's Alexa Blissomania?
No.
Yes, we will.
No.
And it will be... No, we won't.
What if it's Asuka and she wins?
Oh, Lordy B. Face fuck champion Tom Phillips.
Wait, that, really?
What's that face he does?
Something like that.
And then it's just a picture of his dick. Let's play a game of Would You Rather. Ew. Would you rather have sex with Mae Young in 2002, no one ever finds out about it, or not have sex with her, but everyone is 100% convinced that you did? The second one, totally. Like, I'm fine if everybody thinks I did. I don't care. As long as I don't have to. Let's see here. Hardcore nap champion, the second to last real man, Jimmy Thomas. If you were both going to prison, what superstar would you hire to watch your back, and what superstar are they protecting you from? This is a good answer here from penultimate Tommy Wiseau. He says Haku.
Oh, yeah. He's got a reputation for being a real, real tough guy.
Yeah. God. Yeah, no. Like, everybody says that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I'll say Haku. That's too good.
That's very good.
And they're going to protect me from Scott Steiner, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, I pissed him off.
The only other person I can think of that I'd hire to protect me would be Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You better hope that if you get somebody else, they're not protecting you from Brock Lesnar. Oh, man, he'll lay on you. Let's see here. Eddie Jose Guevara Menivar. How do you guys feel about having a podcast with questions from oldest and another podcast with most popular? I used to be one of the first ones to comment, and it felt great having my question read. Just a thought, but you guys are doing great.
Sounds like double the work.
It sounds like double the work. We got to stick with most popular, Eddie. I'm sorry. What if the first guy to ask a question has a crap question?
Here's the thing, though, too. When we pick questions for Dirt Sheet, I'll go through the ones that aren't selected for either of the recap shows, generally speaking.
Right.
So there's your chance to have your question answered.
Yeah, we kind of have to stick with like what we feel and what you guys feel are the best questions as opposed to
everything.
Everything or like
who chronological
just, who
order
just runs there first.
Yeah.
You know. So, sorry, Eddie. Well, we'll try. We'll keep an eye on you.
Yes.
We'll keep an eye on you, Eddie. You know,
yes.
If you're going to raise a stink, we'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
But not everybody can raise a stink. Live sex show champion Scott Haas. If you could swap one male and one female Raw superstar and one Raw tag team for one male and one female SmackDown superstar and one SmackDown tag team, who would you choose?
Oh, a trade.
The trade for a tag team for and a woman and a tag team and a woman. Tag team.
I would trade the club to SmackDown.
Okay.
For the Usos.
Oh, that'd be good. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That's good. And then women.
I would trade Sasha for Becky.
It's kind of an even Steven one.
Yeah.
A bit even Steven.
Well, isn't that the whole point of trades? Is comparable value?
Okay, that's good. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I green light it.
Yes.
All right. Jericho Kunzman, why is WWE doing this to AJ?
So it all leads to a match with Shane.
I honestly do believe that they think Shane is a big draw. They might have a creative match. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Look.
Try to remain
what
positive.
Do I say?
Positive.
What's my catchphrase?
Be the best player at practice.
You can't put that yourself. No, my catchphrase is
work as hard as the best player on your team.
No, man, that's you again. Oh, deal with the hands you're dealt.
Oh, okay. I've never heard you say that before.
I've said that plenty of times when I say, you know what, we have to deal with Vince. That's the same or dealt.
Okay.
What?
All right.
It is. We have to deal with whatever Vince doles out to us.
Okay.
He's the crazy guy with the cards.
Continue.
Crazy dealer. Sir Rampunditer. I don't know what that means. New patron. Thank you,
Sir. Thank you very much.
Rampunditer. Been listening since September 22nd, 2014. How do you know that?
Wow.
Anyways, he says, let's say Vince somehow opens up a portal to the Marvel DC universe and is able to time travel via science. Vince decides to scrap any plans for WrestleMania and have wrestlers v the Marvel DC universe in a battle to end all battles. You guys get to book the show.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, Cena versus Superman.
Seth Rollins versus Batman.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe versus...
The Hulk.
That's not... Yeah, Hulk.
Or Brock versus the Hulk.
Oh, Brock versus the Hulk, for sure. Samoa Joe versus the Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Owens versus...
Roman Reigns versus Wolverine.
There you go. No, I want Kevin Owens versus Wolverine.
Okay. I'm just saying Reigns is no sells everything.
Roman
so
Reigns...
must have an advanced healing factor,
Roman too. Reigns is in the Dark Side Battle Royal.
Okay.
I can't beat that. Okay, Hamza Halal. Do you think Baron Corbin versus Dean Ambrose will be the Brock versus Dean?
No.
that we missed out on. No, he said that we missed out on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I thought he was trying to say
that. Ask the same question somebody else did. All right, I got to start getting interesting here. Well, all right, retired Dwayne Nix. On a scale of 1 to 10, how possible is it AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon could steal the show?
4.
I'm going to say it's AJ Styles. I'm saying a 7.
Okay.
I'm saying a 7. I'm a free bird now. I'm a free bird. Bad Street USA. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know either.
Randy. Why do you think Michaels versus Rock feud never happened? HBK never and Rock never happened.
Yeah, that's interesting. That'd be a good episode of Count Out. Top 10 matches that never happened.
Oh, yeah.
We should do that.
We got to research that one a little bit. Oh, yes. Yeah. There might be an actual reason as to why that didn't happen. I don't know, but I do also know that the timing was a tad bit off for them because Michaels retired. Yeah. Right when Rock
was on his beginning
was still on the ascension. I think the SummerSlam after the Mania 14, after Michaels retired, that the Rock even had that Intercontinental Championship match against Triple H. And after that, when Triple H won that, that's when the Rock went up to the main event scene.
Yeah.
So there
then when Michaels came back, that was 2000.
It was 2002, 2003.
And by that time, The Rock...
By that time, The Rock is...
Had already started going to the Hollywood to make movies.
I wonder if they ever actually had a match, like, via house show or even on, like, a Raw or something.
I don't know.
No idea.
No clue.
I don't know. According to this, sex man stunt cock the kayfabe mark says Michaels refused to work with The Rock. Why does that sound familiar? That sounds familiar. I want to say Dave Meltzer said something about that. We'll research
it. Yeah, we'll look into it.
That's interesting. Nicholas Viola. Do you think Oney Lorcan could get caught? Look, here's a suggestion for you guys. Anybody wants to get the top of our question list, ask a question about Oney Lorcan.
Yes.
Like Nicholas Viola knows. Do you think Oney Lorcan could get called up sometime this year to help SmackDown's mid-card? He's pretty experienced, and I'm not sure how high on the NXT card he can really get. Well, if you look at the Drifter ain't... He didn't challenge for the... And he's...
Potentially.
Potentially might be heading up to main soon.
Yeah.
According to some sources.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It
wouldn't surprise me. He's a hand. He's a worker.
Yeah. A good worker.
Yeah, a good worker. I could see that
if
happen.
If they could give him some character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude. His face is all character.
Yeah, I know.
It's all
his character. His character is liking to fight.
It's Oney Lorcan.
His stiff worker.
Exactly. Magnum TA champion Nathan Ragland. Vince gives you a chance to make your own original pay-per-view. What's the name, stage design, and match types throughout the night?
In Your House.
Yeah.
Strowman competition, remember?
Yeah. We've done this before. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's got to be an In Your House, though.
Yeah, it's all Braun Strowman. Let's see here. Oh, I like this. Empire of Filth Ambassador Jason the Cabbie, the most rage-filled fan we have. It's all rage inside. Lately, I've become obsessed with wrestling histories, specifically the history that has to do with the seedier aspect of the business. As such, I'm currently in the middle of The Death of WCW with Chris and Nancy on deck after I'm finished. Ooh. So if you guys had to co-write a book about a dark chapter in wrestling history, what would it be? What would you title the book?
First thing that popped to my head was the steroid trial.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably pretty interesting.
I imagine somebody has done a really, really good book on the era. Like, I would assume they consider it predating the golden era of wrestling when nobody really knew what a shoot if there was a shoot or a work going on. So we're talking about like the early 1900s, I think.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Like, people were dying in these matches. Like, these matches were like, I don't know. That like, reading some of the Wrestling Observer, Dave Meltzer has a couple of really, really interesting pieces. I mean, I'm sure he has a lot of them. I have not had time to go through the archives necessarily.
Yeah.
But I read one about 2 months ago about a guy, I forget his name, McDonough. And I think his name was McDonough. And, you know, like 5 people died in matches that he was in. And some of them were shoots, some of them were work. That's a fascinating era to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know dick about it. And I'm sure that there's a lot of really weird, shady, odd stuff that went on that kind of led to what led to what led to
pro wrestling as we know
pro it. Wrestling as we know it.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me.
Like, yeah, that is
when shit started getting where it is.
Yes. Now,
stuff. Time for trivia.
Trivia time. I'll ask first.
El tiempo del trivia.
Dusty Rhodes created the name for which WCW winter pay-per-view?
Starcade.
Yeah.
Okay. What Oscar-winning flick did Ric Flair and Triple H parody in a promo for WrestleMania 21? So that was the Hollywood. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It goes Hollywood.
Oscar-winning. I feel like I'm going to be very disappointed in myself if I don't get this.
Yeah, you will be, because I know it.
So I remember seeing the intro to that WrestleMania. Jeez.
Do you remember the one Stone Cold did?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
I will say Conan the Barbarian.
Braveheart.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember that.
Stone Cold did Gladiator.
Yeah.
And then I think they didn't air that until the actual WrestleMania. Yeah.
Name all four superstars Randy Savage defeated at WrestleMania 4.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I'm not going to get this. DiBiase.
Yeah.
Tito Santana.
No.
King Kong Bundy.
No.
Roddy Piper.
No.
Bobby Heenan.
Butch Reed, Greg Valentine, One Man Gang.
I didn't even know One Man Gang was wrestling back then. Before becoming a superstar, what was Matt Stryker's profession?
Wow. I'm guessing commentator is not it.
No, it's not commentator.
Police officer.
Teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Man, I wish I had this card. I would have known all these.
You knew he's a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Which triple threat rivals did Mr. Kennedy defeat in 2006 to win the U.S. championship?
So he was in a triple threat to win the U.S. championship in 2006?
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy beat Matt Hardy and MVP?
Fit Finley and Bobby Lashley. I need to get on the board here. I haven't even gotten one right yet.
Who once admitted to breaking furniture while attempting her husband's finisher? Makes sense if you think about it.
Wait, read it again.
Who once admitted to breaking furniture while attempting her husband's finisher?
Stephanie McMahon.
Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, okay.
Frog Splash.
Frog Splash.
Yeah.
What type of brawl did Batista and Jonathan Coachman contest at 2005's Taboo Tuesday?
Jonathan Coachman and Batista.
Yes.
Were in a brawl.
Yeah, what type of brawl?
What type of brawl? Is the word brawl in the answer?
No.
Okay. Is it really silly? In your opinion, is it really
silly? Not necessarily.
Silly? Okay. Street fight?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks for the hints. I don't feel too bad because I gave you hints before. What former GM created WWE's World Heavyweight Championship? What former GM created WWE's World Heavyweight Championship?
You mean brought in the WCW belt?
The big belt, yeah. Yeah.
Was it Flair?
It was Bischoff.
Damn it.
Yeah. I'm back. Better than ever.
What is the only championship Virgil ever won during his tenure in WWE?
Million Dollar Belt.
Yeah. Man, I have to get this right.
True or false? John Cena was the first superstar to customize a title belt.
False.
Okay, so I get two.
You get two. They're over there.
Oh, my belts.
Oh, multipliers.
You love the multipliers. I can't look at them.
No.
I'm not going to look at them.
No, no looking.
Take this one?
No looking.
I'll take this one. Let's see what belts I got.
Yeah, I want to see what multipliers you got.
Ooh. WWE Tag Team Champion, 3 multiplier.
Ooh, that's a good one.
United States Championship, 4 multiplier.
Oh, that's the top multiplier so far.
So much multiplier going on here. Man, I had a good day.
You did. I had a poor day.
You know what you don't have also? Steiner Brothers with dog.
It's true.
Steiner Brother dog. Oh, man. Anyways, that's it for Going In Raw. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.